Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. Have you noticed that Grand Avenue is being renovated? When it's done, traffic will be much easier, and the heart of our business community will be much more beautiful. While it may be more challenging to shop and dine there right now, it would be grand to have you make an extra effort to support the businesses downtown.
Hello, I'm Deanna, and I'm here with Hinaro, and he is the owner of Elote Restaurant.
Co-owner. Yes, I gotta always remember to give credit to Marie. She's just as important as me along this business. So yeah, shout out to Marie.
All right. So tell me about Elote.
Elote means corn. So we specialize in fresh roasted corn. We have three locations. We have one in Fallbrook, one in Escondido, one in San Diego. And my parents own the one in Valley Center, which is the original one. And the one in Escondido is a little unique because it's the only one that's a full restaurant. We offer tacos, burritos, everything. Everything is like build your own style. So whatever you don't like, you leave it out. So you can go in there and customize everything to your liking.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Actually, it is delicious. I eat there often. And I'll tell you, the portions are gigantic. Yeah. I can go there and I can get lunch and I know that I'm going to have the rest for dinner.
Yeah.
It's a ton of food and it's super good.
Yeah, it's great from a customer's perspective. So you guys should take advantage of that. From an owner's perspective, running a business, we should probably work on that. But yeah.
It's so. Okay. You're making a lot of people happy.
That's great.
And I feel like it's real food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things we really wanted to do is really focus on fresh, healthy, which is not everybody's looking for that. When you're looking for food, sometimes you just want something greasy, something quick, something flavorful. Not saying our food is not flavorful, but we do go the extra mile to try to source everything fresh and cook everything on the spot. So, yeah, we like to say, I mean, when we started the business, there's so many Mexican places in Escondido, a lot of great ones too. And we opened during COVID, during a really hard time. And we knew that if we were just a mediocre Mexican food place, we were probably going to be out of business pretty soon. So, yeah, we kind of went towards like higher quality. And I think it really made a difference because people would come in and they would realize like, oh, the food here tastes more fresh, and they would see us cook it fresh. We have the open kitchen concept, and we would source top quality ingredients. Like for the example, the carne asada, the next level down is probably half the price. Very tempting to save lots of money on the carne asada, which we go through a lot, but we always opted for the higher quality and hope people would realize like they have good quality there. And so that's when we want a quality carne asada burrito, that's where we're going.
So I agree. There are there's so much competition just in food places to spend your money as a consumer. I was driving down Valley Parkway the other day realizing there are so many restaurants open still. I mean, there were more before COVID, but there are still a lot of restaurants, a lot of food options, a lot of food choices. But I am very particular about my food. I'm not celiac, but I know that I have a terrible reaction to overprocessed food that has a lot of preservatives. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
You feel like bloated. You feel sometimes I get a headache, and sometimes, you know, you just feel like a big slug after you've eaten something overprocessed. So
yeah,
I seek out places that provide real food, fresh food, as much as we can, just to have a better feeling about my day-to-day. I don't want to, but sometimes you're right. I want to have that big, fat, juicy cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, but that's okay. But your food is delicious, and I've never felt like bloated or
anything. Oh, that's awesome.
Like
that's awesome. Yeah, Marie, our co-owner, she's very health conscious as well. And when we opened the restaurant, I didn't think about having a healthy, like, vegan or vegetarian option. But she's a vegetarian, so it's really, I'm glad we made the choice, because now we get families that come in and half of them are vegetarian, but then the brother or sister, somebody is not, and they want a carne asada burrito. Mm-hmm. So it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you provide a wonderful product. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about your family. You say you have all these other locations. Are you running around all over the county, or are you spread out, or how does it work?
I'm running everywhere. So the original one was in, is still in Valley Center. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most people might know it when they go, you go to the pumpkin patch, it's right in the corner once you get into Lake Wolford. Yep. And my older brother started that one about, I want to say 10 years ago. But he did that to try to pay for medical school. And he is in medical school right now in his last year. So, and my parents have been running that for quite some time now. And we wanted to expand the business. My parents, they own a nursery, do landscape, grow strawberries, sell Christmas trees. They didn't have more time to focus on the corn roasting business. My little brother owns coffee shops at Cafecito and Vista, opening in San Marcos and one in Valley Center. Hopefully soon in Escondido. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have any time. My older brother in medical school. So Marie and I were living in LA at the time, and we're like, how can we expand this thing? And we reached out to a bunch of places in LA. Everybody turned us down. We were 24 years old, not a lot of experience, so everybody thought we were crazy. Probably call like 30-50 places, and we found this place next to Kennedy's, and it had the for lease sign, and they asked us, what do you want to do? And we told them our concept, and they accepted. And luckily the past landlord was a really nice guy and really took a chance on us, and he really put up a lot of money to renovate that building. The building was a restaurant before, so it had a kitchen. And it's a pretty big building, so for us to just do roasted corn, we're like, okay, it has a kitchen, it's big, like, let's expand our menu. And so that's how we started doing full service restaurant with food, tacos, everything. Mm-hmm. And just just a learning experience. The first day somebody came in, we had a soft opening, somebody ordered a burrito, I didn't know how to roll the burrito.
Well, I guess you probably learned pretty quick.
Yeah. Everything's been a learning experience. And every day to this day, you learn how to manage people, deal with employees, customers, logistics. And so now with three locations, we try doing farmers markets. We do a lot of events, a lot of caterings. Every day we learn how to make everything more efficient, a little more profitable, a better work environment, and better product for our customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that sounds amazing. So did you just discover that you wanted to be a restaurant owner, or was it something that developed within your family and seeing your siblings and your parents?
I think it comes from my parents. They were always very business oriented. I don't like people telling me what to do. You know, I like to be in control of stuff, and I'll take ownership of something. If I mess up something, at least it's on me, you know? Mm-hmm. But I've worked past jobs, and it's just a little frustrating when you're like, that could be improved, but you're not the manager, you have no say here. It's like, so the restaurant, if I see something I can improve, it's on me, and you know, I look for things to improve. But at least if anything, if it succeeds, I can take credit for it, and if it fails, take responsibility for it. Mm-hmm. But I'm full control of it.
Yeah, I get it.
And control of my time too, like what's that joke? Being a business owner is great because you get to choose what 80 hours out of the week you get to work. So, but at least like if my brother's having graduation or something, or he's coming down with his daughter, like I can schedule somebody and I can be there for those moments where mm-hmm. I don't have to ask a manager, can I have this day off? He's like, no. So I get to miss out on that, you know?
So there's a lot of freedom in being a business owner.
There's a lot of, there's very little freedom, but you get to choose when you get to take that freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very well said. Yeah. All right. So tell me about corn. We think about corn growing in like Iowa or Nebraska or someplace like that. Where do you source your corn?
We source it from all over, wherever we can find it. And my dad actually started growing it for 2 years now. He's been growing corn, which he used to grow in the mountains of Mexico his childhood. And past generations have all grown corn down in Mexico. So he's not new to it. He knows how to do all that. But yeah, it's really hard because it's only in season three months out of the year here. Mm-hmm. So we have to go to Mexico to bring it. And that's a whole logistic thing that you have to figure out. You know, we'll never do corn out of a can or lower quality. It's always roasted. If you go to our restaurants or locations, we have the big green roaster in the front. People still don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But that's where we roast all our corn. It's all fresh. We have a great supplier. luckily we figured everything where we can have fresh corn all year round.
Wow, how do you do that?
Just finding people that grow, farmers, suppliers, and growing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And one of the big learning learning curves was the price of corn. It fluctuates dramatically. Mm-hmm. You know, so I remember the cheapest I've gotten a box of corn while being in business was $12. That's 48 count. And it's gone all the way up to $80.
Wow.
So it's just this huge difference. Mm-hmm. And also the size of the corn. If you're doing a cup, you can... Sometimes you get a big corn for one cob, you shred it, you got a cup. Sometimes it takes like seven, and you make no profit or even lose money because it's so expensive, you know? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you do with all the cobs? Is there any kind of upcycle or reuse ability? Does it go into a compost?
It goes into a compost bin, which I think it's required now from the disposal company, I think. Mm-hmm. So we have a disposal. And sometimes people will message us like, can you save us the leaves? And I think they feed them to their goats or something. So we do that too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what's next for you? I mean, you have so much energy and all these ideas, I'm sure. What's next?
I do want to keep growing the business. And I think ideally the end goal would be to be a franchise or... Mm-hmm. I mean, you see, our concept is kind of the restaurant here in Escondido is very similar to Chipotle, and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how can we get to that? Obviously, that's a big goal. That's way down the line, but
it's possible.
It's possible.
Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah. But that's something we didn't want to do. Is a lot of places you open a mom and pop, and it's very easy to stay a mom and pop shop because it's scary to pay a worker, lose that $5,000-$6,000. And profit and focus that on expanding the business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we wanted since the beginning. We did not want to stay at one location. We wanted to expand and really grow our business and get as big as possible. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you started off, you were so young and nobody really believed in what you were wanting to do. How did you overcome that in general? Because you look so young anyway.
I get that a lot of people come into the restaurant. Like, can we speak to the owner? And I'm like, he's not here. You know,
yeah.
They think I'm just a worker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just knew I wanted to own a business, and that just seemed like the easiest path to go because my parents already had the one in Valley Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do I know? And so capitalizing on what I already knew, which was the corn business from Valley Center, and just duplicating that, and we're trying to do that in Escondido. So. It wasn't the exact same thing because Escondido doesn't allow like mobile units and stuff, but it turned into a restaurant, you know? And from there, thankfully it was a restaurant. It was big enough to where we use it as our headquarters for our other locations. So mm-hmm. everything worked out.
That's good. Yeah. So you do special events at your restaurant, including on Friday nights.
Friday night market. Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So like I said, Escondido doesn't allow mobile units, street vending, stuff like that. So, and technically that's where we are for our Valley Center location. And most people start off like this. We started off like this, a street vending or mobile unit, something small, just because of the capital startup costs. So we have this big lot in the back of our restaurant. So my idea was, how can we give these people a place where they can come sell their product without having to worry about being shut down or anything. So every Friday we have 15-20 food and craft vendors, and they all operate legally. They have permits. We help them with the permitting process. And community comes out and enjoy some good food, drinks, and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And music. And I put some string lights on top so it looks cool.
Yeah.
So it could be a little trendy.
Yes. Yeah, well, very festive. I've been there a few times.
Yes.
And it's very festive, and you can smell all the different kinds of foods cooking around. It's kind of multicultural.
And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to have a place where people come together. I feel like we need more venues like that in Escondido where mm-hmm. we can socialize and have a sense of community, you know, especially for younger kids. We need to give them a place to come, hang out, be safe. And I like to think that's what the Friday night market is doing. Mm-hmm. And while offering great food, supporting small business,
sure.
These entrepreneurs who hopefully eventually will look to open a brick and mortar in Escondido. It's we're very proud of of that.
So. Good. And so what time does that happen on Friday?
Every Friday night from 6 to 9, unless it rains. We're going to start going into the rainy season. Mm-hmm. But we post all our vendors, all our times and everything on our social media. So if you follow Elote Restaurants or Escondido Friday Night Market on Instagram, you can find all the information of who's coming. As we head into the rainy season, we'll be announcing if we have to close due to rain. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's definitely stepping outside the box of just a regular brick and mortar. Mm. You're doing more to help your community and other entrepreneurs is such a big deal because it's so hard to get started.
It's really hard. And I think, like I said, that's how we started. And we knew the struggle of that, the frustration of like, we're just trying to make a living. We just want to, we feel like we have this great product. And so thankfully we learned our way through it. We learned the process. And now we have the opportunity to go back and show them and teach them how to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's very rewarding for us. So.
Do you have regular meetings at your restaurant that help entrepreneurs? Like, do you have a regular monthly meeting?
Not personally, but we work with David, who works for SBDC, and David's amazing. He puts on meetings all over the place, one mm-hmm. of them in at our restaurant. I think it's the second Tuesday of every month, and it's just as open space for anybody to come and network and get to meet people. And for people that don't know about business or want to get into business, it's so important to network. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I've been learning. It's extremely important. And to meet like-minded people, somebody might be able to help in a way that you didn't have that option before, or you might be able to help somebody else. But if you never meet, you don't know that person, that connection's never made.
Yeah, so. I understand. What time does this happen every second Tuesday?
2 o'clock.
Okay. 2 o'clock at Elote?
Elote Restaurant.
What's your address?
1760 East Valley Parkway.
Okay.
It's a big green and yellow building.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you are doing so many things for yourself and your growth and also for our community, and that's very unique. And so we definitely thank you for that.
Thank you.
It's important because everybody succeeds when we work together.
Absolutely.
And nobody, there's this myth of self-made. It's truly a myth.
It really is. I can attest that without the help of some very important people in my life, I would not have built anything that we have now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very thankful for those people. And we hope that the right people become successful and that we have good people that can become successful and then take that and give back to the community. And that's really what we hope to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in all of your success, people don't normally talk about the things that they failed or didn't follow through with. What were the hardest lessons that you learned and most expensive lessons that you learned?
Hardest lessons, you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
You got to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
If you're not fine, you can't help other people. Yeah. So you got to take care of yourself.
Sure.
Relationships are really important. Build relationships with like-minded people. It's very easy to take all the frustration and just keep it inside. But you need to have other people. And I'm so blessed that my brother opened his business right same weekend I did. So I remember the first few years we were going through COVID, and it was just brutal. Sales low, a lot of work. We were working like 100 hour weeks. And but I could always call him up like, hey, let's get together. And like, was it slow for you? He's like, yeah. Did you get a bad review? Even though he said the food was great, but he only gave me a 3-star review. Yeah, that happens all the time. Or I had this kind of customer, and then he would bounce off some ideas, advice off me, and I would give him some advice. So he was definitely my support group, and my business partner Marie. We were together, and we're not any longer, but we figured out we're great business partners. She's amazing, and that's one of the things that the business, I guess, kind of took a big impact on is my relationship. So mm-hmm. You got to learn to balance it out.
So, yeah, life balance for sure.
It's not always there, but you figure it out, you keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes you just can't have life balance for a little while because it takes so much energy and time and money to get something really started. You can't start something just sometimes. You just have to put 110% all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely went through that. Like I said, working 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, every day, no days off. Just coming home to shower, sleep, right back up the next morning. But it's that's why it's so important to have a support group. Like, I had my family and I had Marie. So when I'm having a bad day, she could take over, you know. And luckily, I don't think we ever had a bad day at the same, both of us at the same day. But that's so important, because there's going to be days where you're just burnt out. You wake up and you just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And even though most days, even though you feel like that, you force yourself to do it and you get through it. Some days are just really, really hard. And so it's so nice to have somebody that can pick up that slack for you, you know, and you do the same vice versa, you know.
Sure.
So that's really important.
Yes. Support group is definitely a must.
Yes.
And if you don't have somebody immediately by your side, Escondido offers so many different communities and different parts, like the Chamber of Commerce or the Business Association or any other of our local
organizations. I just went to the JC's meeting last night, actually.
Oh, good. How's that going?
It was my first meeting, but it seems to be great. I love what they're trying to do, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll probably see you at the Christmas parade.
I will be there, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be dressing up, but I'll be there.
Okay. So what would you, if you had some advice to give a young entrepreneur just starting out who has this crazy idea that no one's ever heard of, what would you say? Okay, you got to do this and then you got to do that.
Yes. The big thing is, like, be ready to work super hard, harder than you've ever before. You have to be willing. It sounds a little pessimistic, but you have to go into the mentality that you're okay. You have to be okay with failing. That's not the goal, but you have to be okay with it, that's a very real possibility, and most likely the outcome, honestly. But there's ways to mitigate that risk, like I said, meeting people that can help, taking care of yourself, having a solid plan, and just having crazy work ethic. There's lots of great places in Escondido, and they're all I love when I get reviews and they say it's a hidden gem. It's like we want people to find us. We don't want to be hidden anymore.
Yes,
you know,
no, so more hidden.
Yeah, so it's great. Let's keep promoting great people, great business.
And you bet.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.